All right, so we have our Valley Talk today, and it is Bo from the Grand Theater. How are you doing on this Friday, and thank you very much for joining us on such short notice.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing well over here. You're with the Grand Theater. There's always stuff going on at the Grand Theater. We'll be doing trivia in the 1 o'clock hour, giving away some tickets to the Grand Theater. But there's a lot of stuff going on at the Grand Theater. So what's going on over there?
Well, to start off, I wanted to talk about our Halloween event. It is our 11th annual free Halloween movie that we offer to the community. And at 7 o'clock, we do our family movie. And at 9:30, we do our scary movie. And we offer, we do costume contests for both shows. So you're more than welcome to wear your costume up. You can win a prize, perhaps. And then we also have concession sale specials on our popcorn and ices.
So what movies are going to be played this weekend?
We kind of keep it a little under wraps just to, it kind of helps with the attendance, you know. Sometimes if someone hears what movie it is, they might decide to stay at home or whatnot, but it's more so about, the gathering, you know, having a safe option for kids and teens to be able to have fun on Halloween, but have a place to come out and gather for it. But I can say we're for our family movie, we're showing Paranorman, so a great show for kids of all ages to be able to see, especially with the chilly weather. It might be a perfect year for you to go trick-or-treat a little bit and then come see a free movie.
That always is great, and also another opportunity to dress up in your costume, and it's always fun seeing how creative people get with the costumes.
It is, yeah. That's one reason we love the costume contest. Some people say, oh, I'm going trick-or-treating, so I got my costume. So then we'd say that's a great excuse to wear it up to our theater. And, we judge on a couple different aspects, you know, creativity, originality. And then we always have a couple groups that do some pretty good group costumes. It's always fun to see the different creativity of people.
There is a contest that you're judging. Is there any prizes involved in that?
Yep, we give out some movie passes, and then we usually give out a handful of movie passes to people that decided to dress up. But then we kind of look and see if anyone put a real big effort into it. We'll usually give them a nice gift card that has $20 to the theater or something like that.
That sounds really good, and I'm sure it's got to be fun seeing what people are able to come up with.
Oh, yeah. We always get, some original ideas, and then since we're the movie theater, you know, people always like to do some movie-themed costumes, of course, and stuff. And, our owner, Brian, he always likes to go out, too. I think last year he had his Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre outfit on. That was scared a good amount of people.
That's awesome. That's a good costume to have.
And then starting today, we got two brand new movies that will play perfect for Halloween. We got Five Nights at Freddy's in, which kids are just super excited for. Based out, it's a horror video game, so perfect timing for Halloween. You can check that out this weekend, or come see it on Halloween Day. And then we also have the movie called After Death, which is a documentary film about people who have had near-death experiences. It seems like a very interesting film, and we haven't really brought in a documentary ever into the Grand Theater, so people could try something new, come check out a documentary film.
Yeah, documentaries, they're so popular nowadays, and I'm sure that's going to go over very well, and it sounds like a really interesting documentary.
No, it looks very well done, and it's made by a newer studio called Angel Studios, who produced The Sound of Freedom and The Chosen. They've only made a few films, but this looks like a really well-produced documentary. And it's not just a bunch of talking heads. They reenacted stories. Like, one guy was like a fighter jet pilot, and it looks like a very interesting movie. So hopefully we can see you guys come out for that this weekend. We one other thing, I'd like to remind people with this cold weather, we do private rentals at the theater. So you can book your birthday parties, team gatherings, even family gatherings. Your Christmas parties have been becoming very popular for us, too. So you can rent out the theater and have your own little party, and people just love having private rentals.
Yeah, that's a great way to spend your birthday. Go to the movie theater, watch some movies, rent it out for yourself. So that's always a great option to have, especially now that there's snow on the ground. It's a great time to go catch up on some movies.
I would definitely agree. And you can also play video games also, which is very fun, playing video games on the big screen.
Yeah, so you just hook up your video game and you're able to project it onto the big screen and use the surround sound speakers.
That is correct. Yeah, any game doesn't. We have kids play Uno on the big screen and they have a fun time. It's hilarious.
So a lot of different ways how you can enjoy the Grand Theater. So that's a great way to spend a birthday. Play some games on there and all of that. But you have the Halloween special coming up too. You want to just go over that one more time?
Yeah, of course. So Halloween, you know, go out trick or treating, and then we've got our 7 o'clock. Family movie. We're showing Paranorman, and we do costume contests so kids can keep their costumes on. We offer icy specials and some popcorn specials, and it's become more and more popular each year, it seems like, with our family movie, especially, you know, you never know how winter's gonna go. So and you can keep the costumes on, and kids have a blast, you know, seeing other kids in their costumes inside the theater. It's just a really fun experience, I feel like.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. You're keeping the other movie close to the vest, so it will be a surprise for people. But that's got to be fun. You know, you're not entirely sure what movie you're going to see, but you know it's going to be a great one. And you know, Halloween is one of those movie type of holidays where you just want to pop on, you know, either a scary movie or a fun movie, and just sit back and watch it. So what better way to spend the holiday?
Exactly. And then after the family movie at 7, we do our 9:30 scary movie, and yeah, like you said, I plan quite a while and think pretty hard on what movie I want to watch, because, you know, with streaming and stuff, people get to see movies pretty fast nowadays. And I always try and pick one that's gonna get a pretty good scare out of kids, I would say. And this year, I can give a little hint. This new movie we're showing, it's actually rather new. It came out end of August, early fall. It was more of an indie movie, so a lot of people haven't seen it. But I think people are going to really enjoy our movie we picked this year.
Well, that'll be on Halloween night, so make sure you schedule your Halloween accordingly, as should be a couple of good movies on hand at the Grand Theater. But thank you very much for joining us on such short notice and informing us on what you've got going on Halloween.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. And yeah, one more time, 7 o'clock kids show, 9:30 scary movie. And yeah, we mostly started this just to give teens a nice, safe, fun thing to do every year for Halloween. It's the 11th year we're doing it, so we'll always do it. So thanks again for giving me a call, and you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, and best of luck with the Halloween at the Grand Theater.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So now we are going to transition to the Minnesota News Network.